I don't know if people do this anymore, or if they ever did it around here, but sometimes after a wedding, all the boys in the neighborhood would go over to the couple's house and bang on tin cans.
Oh, yeah, that's called shivery.
Did y'all ever do that?
Oh, yeah. I've been over 50 years. It's been over 55 years since I've done that. Uh-huh. Wait a minute, my sister got married. That's been about 1930, I think. That was the last shivery I've seen out in the country.
Uh-huh.
And I was pretty well feeling good after drinking a lot of beer, and at the chivalry quit, I started going up there and talking to him. I had a little bit of diaper pin in my hand. I started to tell him about the story, about what's going to do with a diaper pin in the future.
And they loved that, I'm sure. What did y'all do? Did you sing, or did you...
We had all kinds of instruments, plowshares, and tin cans, and buckets, and turfs, and anything that made a noise.
Yeah, yeah. Did you stay out there all night or just...
No. Maybe 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And usually the bride's fans would brought out food and drinks.
That's
it was
nice.
A big time. I haven't heard about a shivery in a long time.
Let's see. Used to be children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at...
desks.
Okay, and usually each child has his own.
Has his own desk.
Okay. Did y'all have benches or did you have desks?
We had benches, long benches about 10 feet long, and the benches and desks are both tents. Homemade thing, you see.
Uh-huh.
Didn't buy it. This wasn't a bought desk in those years.
Uh-huh.
And we set about 5 or 6 floors and then had one bench. The first, in front set the higher class and further back at the lower class, and that was changed so the little kids could be in front and
uh-huh.
the big ones was in the back.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I was always at the head of the class.
Oh, were you? Huh. How did you write? Did you have to write on the lap if you didn't have a...
No. There was your desk type, table type.
Oh, I see.
There was your bench, and there was a compartment here, not a shelf, but you put your things in.
I see.
No, it was about that wide, and slightly on the angle. Not there was a whole building there where your ink bottle sat in there.
Uh-huh, I see.
We didn't have that deal like in some public schools. There's girls and boys shut around there, so you go reach over and get a girl's hair and dip it on the ink bottle. We didn't have nothing like that. Boy, we would have got it, too, if we did that.
You would have. let's see. You go to school in order to get an...
education.
Okay, except you don't need to go to school in order to do that. After high school, people go on to...
college.
Okay. And you mail a package at the...
post office.
Okay. And if you're in a strange town, you might stay overnight at a...
hotel.
Okay. And what do you call the place where you go to see a movie or a play?
Well, it's called the picture show.
Okay. And a woman who looks after you in the hospital?
The nurse.
Okay. What do you call a place in the center of town where there's the courthouse, you know, and there's not one here, but usually there's a...
Well, in some places called the plaza, some places courthouse square.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You take it on the Spanish people, like Westergate, it's called a plaza most of the time. They don't know the Spanish people, Mexicans,
mm-hmm.
the plaza.
Mm-hmm.
The courthouse where New Braunfels is called a plaza.
Oh, really?
And the courthouse is not even on a plaza, it's on the side street.
It sure is, it's not in the center.
Oh, you've been there, you know it.
Yeah, huh? There's a band shell or something.
Yeah, that's correct, there's a bandstand there.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been to the bakery that's just off the square? It's
in New Braunfels?
Mm-hmm. Nagelin's Bakery.
I heard that name, but I walked by.
Uh-huh.
Nagelin?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I walked by. That's on Seguin Street, I believe.
I don't know the name of the street. But it's on the highway as you come
I've
in.
I've got a city map of New Braunfels of 1881 hand-drawn. There used to be an artist by the name of Augustus Koch.
Yeah?
He would go around the country and make hand-drawn maps of the early days. Schoenberg has one of 1881 also.
That is interesting.
And Platonia is one of 1881. But that New Braunfels map is very interesting.
I bet that's a real museum piece.
That's in my museum, that map.
That's interesting.